In Israel, it may soon be illegal to call someone a Nazi. Israeli lawmakers are looking to make Nazi name-calling a crime that could land you in jail. The bill passed its first major hurdle this week in the Israeli parliament. Many countries in Europe outlaw Holocaust denial and Nazi-inspired speech. But why would the Jewish state even need such a law? Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem on why some Jews in Israel call other Jews Nazis.
In Israel, the Holocaust is still a fresh living memory. The country comes to a standstill once a year as a siren wails to commemorate the 6 million Jews killed in World War II. Not shockingly, people here are extra sensitive about the Holocaust. And still, Holocaust-related slurs are not uncommon.
Your grandparents helped the Nazi kill my family, but we came here. And today you are helping today's Nazi. Shame on you.
Here, a Jewish settler screams at pro-Palestinian, Israeli, and foreign activists. Those same activists have compared Israel's treatment of the Palestinians to the Nazis' treatment of the Jews. And it's not uncommon for lawmakers here to invoke the word for a whole host of ills. Holocaust jokes are common, and in casual conversation, some Israeli Jews will flippantly call a mini-disaster in their lives a Holocaust. Lawmaker Shimon Ochayon, who proposed the Nazi bill, says the name-calling should stop.
Holocaust survivors are living among us here. And we are hurting them. It's really harmful for them. And we want to prevent this kind of action in Israel.
The use of Holocaust imagery has been an especially evocative tactic used by ultra-Orthodox Jews, particularly when they felt their traditional way of life under attack from Israeli society. 2 years ago, ultra-Orthodox protesters wore striped prisoner costumes and yellow Stars of David, mimicking Jewish concentration camp prisoners. Yoelish Krauss flips through his collection of protest posters that the ultra-Orthodox community has used. One from the early 80s features a swastika in protest of an Israeli archaeological dig of Jewish graves. Another compared a police chief to Hitler for his gruff handling of ultra-Orthodox street protesters. Krauss belongs to a fringe religious group that rejects the secular Jewish state. Krauss's grandfather survived the Nazi death camps, and so the Holocaust is simply a part of his lexicon. He says when he and other ultra-Orthodox Jews have demonstrated in the streets, Israeli security officers use tear gas and violent tactics, and he says it reminds them of the Holocaust. Krauss points out that the officer will often say, "What do you want from me? I'm just following orders." So protesters will tell him, Adolf Eichmann, one of the major organizers of the Jewish genocide, said the same thing.
I want every child growing up in this country to know that to call somebody that kind of a name in any kind of a personal attack is a criminal offense. You can sit in jail for it, and to let that be a part of the process of the education of this country as well.
Dov Lipman is an American-born rabbi and a lawmaker backing the anti-Nazi bill in the Israeli parliament. He himself has been called a Nazi while protesting attacks on young girls who ultra-Orthodox Jews believed dressed immodestly.
I was surrounded and being called a variety of names, including Nazi. And that, for me, as a grandson of a Holocaust survivor, I actually remember thinking to myself, my goodness, their grandparents might have survived the Holocaust together with my grandparents, and we've lost all sense of proportion and lost the breakdown of certain values, and that's what this is really all about.
Critics of the bill say it would limit free speech, and a similar effort to curb Nazi name-calling failed in 2012. Israel's attorney general says Nazi symbols and epithets are offensive, but just because they offend the public doesn't mean they should be criminalized. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.